the Blitz.
Listen, I like to think of us as semi-responsible degenerates. Like, we do have fun, we do get into some crazy stuff, but we try to be responsible about it.
We also help each other out of certain situations.
With Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
It is kind of a teamwork thing. Maybe that's the problem.
Teamwork makes the dream work. All right. There you go. That's today's life lesson, brought to you by The Blitz.
Weekdays from 4 to 7 on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right. We got all kinds of stuff going on in the coaching world we're going to talk about. And you know what? Today we're going to do some stuff. Let's just do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, John Lee, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, R-E-A-L, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. 713-780-3776 is your number if you want to get in. And it is a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. When you call, text, tweet, write your name on your stomach and run naked across the street, send a carrier pigeon or a raven or smoke signals, or use the telegraph, which I don't know if that still exists, but if it does and you want to
beep, 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 beep,
just put odds on it.
You know, there was the telegraph was probably at the time was a really great invention.
Yeah.
And someone probably said, you know what, this is like the best thing ever. And it was probably around for a while. And then something better came along.
Like the railroad.
Right.
The railroad was the best thing ever for a long time.
Right. Now the railroad it's not totally useless, but
it's mostly useless.
Yeah. It doesn't really matter to us anymore.
Right.
Well, the 8-track player was awesome when it came out.
Yeah. And CDs, you remember when CDs replaced cassettes? And,
that was.
I mean, you didn't have to rewind. It was just, I mean, you could skip straight to another song. It was just like, oh, it's so brilliant.
Well, see, I was part of that era that 8-track was kind of the main thing for me growing up. And then when cassettes came, I wasn't sure there was that much difference because they were just smaller, basically.
Right.
It was just a tape that was smaller.
Couldn't you put more songs on it?
You could record more songs on it, yeah.
Yes.
Which you couldn't really do on an 8-track.
And then I remember in high school, the CD was the big thing. And then all of a sudden, we were able to burn MP3 players or MP3s onto CDs, which made it from like 15, 16 songs to like 100.
Oh, yeah.
And then the iPod came out and boom.
All right. When is something going to come along so we don't need social media anymore? Is social media forever now?
Brain control.
Yeah.
They're going to put little nodules in our brains and we'll be able to think whatever and send it out to the whole world. That's what people are doing now on social media.
I hate social media. And
what did you do today? You did something. You got.
I didn't do anything.
You got into it with somebody.
No, he retweeted or quote tweeted Donald Trump.
But I didn't really. I mean, okay. I don't like hypocrisy. I don't like, so when Donald Trump tweets out about Matt Lauer, which, by the way, the Matt Lauer news to me was as crazy as anything. I mean,
I don't know. You look at that guy, it's like, I could see him.
You had a feeling on that guy?
Yeah, he's got that creepy look about him.
Dude, I've gone around today and apologized to every woman in the office just in case I've ever sexually harassed him. Because if Matt Lauer can go down for it, no one is safe. No one is safe.
See, I'd never got the same vibe off of him. I got... You know, and listen, I'm sure people get a creepy vibe off of me, but I don't do that stuff, so I have nothing to worry about. But
everybody loves Matt Lauer. Like, my aunt was devastated that Matt Lauer was, I mean, and then, of course, her and all her old bitty friends. Like, so when Matt Lauer does it, all of a sudden it's like, there's women saying, I think that they should have to wait until there's more proof. They can't just let Matt Lauer be off the air because someone accused him.
Well, in this case, they didn't want to get rid of him. That's a guy. There's obviously something pretty bad there that they let this guy go.
I doubt NBC just got an email from some lady and said, oh, well, we got to fire Matt Lauer. He's like one of our top guys. I can't imagine it's as simple as that. But I did think it was ironic that the president tweeted about Matt Lauer. And like basically,
did
like
he kinda, really?
Yes.
Was it really about Matt Lauer?
I mean, well, sort of.
He used Matt Lauer to make
go after NBC. But he said, wow, Matt Lauer was fired from NBC for inappropriate sexual behavior in the workplace. But when will the top executives at NBC and Comcast be fired for putting out so much fake news? Check out Andy Lack's past. And I said, remember when Billy Bush got fired because you told him about a sexual assault that you committed on tape? Thank God you're such a bastion of justice. And someone was like, I mean, he basically said, get a life. I thought you were the real. And I'm like, well, yeah, I'm like for real against not sexually assaulting women. If that's not real enough, I don't know. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm not as real as I thought I was. That's just my Twitter handle. But no, I'm still pretty much against sexual assault by anybody. Even Matt Lauer. Matt Lauer and President Trump alike. I'm against both of it. I mean, I'm against Kevin Spacey sexually assaulting people. Louis C.K., Bill Cosby, everybody.
Zhong Li.
Yeah. John Granato, who, by the way, I guess it's as good a time as any to point out that Joel Blank, he grabbed my crotch on the way out. Like, I was walking in, he was walking out, and he, like...
I thought it was your ass. I couldn't tell from the angle, though.
It was front.
Okay.
It was front. And it was, you know, it hurt, to be honest. And
you felt violated.
I told him to stop, and then he squeezed. Mm. And so, yeah, me too. Hashtag me too. But it's like, and he was like, how can you be such a degenerate on the air and then like some kind of social justice warrior on Twitter? I'm like, I mean, me telling jokes and gambling has nothing to do with raping anyone or, you know.
Or inappropriate behavior. I mean, yeah. That's the thing. And that's very close to the stick to your lane stuff, which... You know,
I also caught a stick to sports today.
Yeah, well, that's which is stupid because, for one thing, I mean, this show's probably 50-60% sports to begin with. And for the other, it's, okay, so you can't have an opinion on anything else? All right, fine. Well, most of those guys don't like our sports opinions either, so what the hell? But, I'll be honest with you. I don't pay any attention to anything that Donald Trump tweets out anymore. And I was one of those guys. I'm going
to
give him a chance.
I can't turn away.
When he got elected, say, hey, the people have spoken. I'm going to give him a chance, man. Let's see what happens. And I mean, but his Twitter account is so juvenile that I'm just, and when the only time I see it's when people retweet it. And like I saw when you retweeted it. And it's kind of like, really, guy?
Sorry.
Sorry
I retweeted it to you.
Well, that's okay because you were one of about, yeah, I have about 7 other friends who retweeted it.
Okay.
And I'm not unfollowing them because I like them.
But you did unfollow me.
No, I did not. Oh. But by the time I saw
But you did tell me to stick to sports.
I did not tell you to stick to sports.
Did you tell me to get a life?
I did not tell you that.
Oh, okay.
I thought you had a life.
I do. It's sad. Mm. It's sad.
So I just stay out of that crap on Twitter. I've gotten now where if people start trolling me on Twitter, I'll give them like one free shot and then I block them on the second one. And then I just don't engage in this stuff because there's no point. I mean, I know you enjoy that. I don't. And so I just stay away from that on social media. And it's just like the text line. If anybody trolls us, I just ignore it now. It's like, ain't nobody got time for that. Unless I can make something funny out of it.
Okay. Well, totally unrelated. Someone who works here, who runs our Instagram account, the ESPN 97.5 Instagram account?
Depends. If it's like mostly sports stuff, it's Josh.
Okay.
I think.
So that means Josh probably Instagrammed Brandon Jackson, who I don't know. I'm guessing not everyone is uber familiar with Brandon Jackson, and that's fine. You probably shouldn't be. But Brandon Jackson was a basketball player, he plays professionally in Europe. He was a college basketball player who went to prison for game fixing. And I like said, you know, he had some great crossover and balled out on somebody in some crappy Euro league. And I, of course, replied to our station's Instagram and said, I don't think we show nearly enough love to players who went to prison for game fixing. Glad we're remedying this. And, well, who do you think replied to it? Brandon Johnson. I'm sorry. I see you haven't did your research, because if you did, you will see I wasn't charged with game fixing. You have been misinformed. Please get your facts together before you show your ignorance. Thanks. So I didn't want to show my ignorance, so I sent him a link to a story that, about him going to prison for game fixing, for his involvement in a game fixing scandal. He said, sorry, sir. I said facts, not the newspaper. Shake my head. I said, well, that's one of many sources reporting the same thing. I guess you have a lawsuit against him for slandering your good name. Of course, nothing else.
Yeah.
But now I'm Instagram beefing with a Euro basketball player. What is my life now?
You're taking a step back.
It's a grand step back. It's bad.
You wish you would still be beefing with Alex Bregman?
It was way better then. Way better. At least I knew what team Alex Bregman played for. I don't know what team Brandon Johnson's on now. Isn't that we went to prison for fixing games?
I have very low tolerance for game fixers as someone who gambles.
I'm with you, man. I don't like that.
Yeah. But
I'm against it.
Corey Princess said, I read NBC had to dump Matt Lauer because the New York Times had the story and was going to run it today, so they wanted to get ahead of it. I heard that there were the report was about to come out, and that was a big thing. But it's got to be bad, though, because if it's not that bad, it's certainly you don't fire that guy over something that's not that bad, even with all the other crap that's happened.
I mean, Matt Lauer is a big star.
Yeah, well, he's like the highest paid morning guy.
I mean...
He was in that movie with Will Ferrell, where he had that book that said Matt Lauer can suck it.
Yeah, they can't... They're not firing that guy over, some hearsay stuff. I think they did some research.
I'm pretty sure they did, and it wasn't just, we're going to get ahead of this.
And by the way, if they did, how come Matt Lauer hasn't come out today and said, this is BS, I'm suing NBC for wrongful termination? Mm. None of that. Mm.
Boy. 713-780-ESPN.
If you were looking to... Oh, never mind. Yeah. If you were looking to bet on a game tonight that Brandon Johnson might fix, where would you bet it at?
Oh, well, if I knew...
If you knew that someone was going to throw a game tonight, where could you make some money?
I would go to my bookie, but you know what? You don't have to worry about that because there's not many of those guys running around. So if you want to bet straight up and have your chance to win money and get some holiday cash, my bookie has you covered. You can score some serious cash this year. And believe it or not, it's holiday time. And that means plenty of parties, gifts, spending. We're about to have bowl games, football, basketball, hockey, horse racing, whatever you're into, my bookie has you covered. And now's your time. You've got every kind of option. They're in-game, and they offer super fast payouts when you win. And my favorite thing is the mobile site, man. So many of these sites have crappy mobile sites. That's not my bookie, man. Easy to get on there and bet, and I trust them. You don't have to take my word for it. You can check them out for yourself. Every time I cash out, it's been extremely easy and extremely fast. And if you join now, my bookie's going to match your deposit with up to a 50% bonus. That's right, up to a 50% bonus on your initial deposit. All you have to do, you can go online, use promo code FRED. Just go to mybookie.ag today or mybookie.lv. Either one of them works. Use promo code FRED to activate your offer, up to a 50% bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. That's my bookie.
All right, guys, the Rockets, they're on the court tonight. They're here at home against the Indiana Pacers. But if you can't get out tonight, there's still plenty of time to get tickets. The holiday season gives you can give the experience of Houston Rockets basketball with Rockets Holiday Packs, now available for as low as $127. They've got two different packages to choose from. You can guarantee your seats to see the Warriors with Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson and company, Kyrie Irving and the East leading Celtics, the Lakers, the Mavericks, more. Whoever you want to see, they've got you covered at Rockets.com. Go to Rockets.com or call 713-627-DUNK to get your ticket package today. Like I said, the game tonight against the Pacers, they're not going to be home again until December 11th. So if you want to see the Rockets, it's a great time to get out and see them tonight. And then back, like I said, December 11th through I think the 20th, maybe the 22nd, they're going to be at home. So they've got a big homestand coming up, a 7-game homestand, in fact, coming up. So you want to be a part of that, get to Rockets.com. That includes the Spurs. That includes the Lakers. So it's some exciting teams coming in that you'll get to watch. So go to Rockets.com or call 713-627-DUNK to get yours today.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
So, John just tweeted at me that Matt Lauer had a button under his desk that allowed him to lock his door from the inside without getting up. It allowed him to welcome female employees and initiate inappropriate contact while knowing nobody could walk in on him. That's according to Variety.
So that would be like an intern sex room.
It kind of is, except it's his office.
Hey, where'd Bangy go?
He's on the floor. Oh, okay. He had a rough night.
He's lounging. He's lounging.
He had a rough night.
So he says, y'all have to admit, y'all cross the line just about every day. Every show on your station does.
Yeah, verbally. You know what we don't do? We don't assault people. I mean, ever. At least me. I don't know. I can't speak for every other show on this station.
Not only that. I mean, especially the women you work with.
Yeah.
At no point, I can safely say this, I'm a scumbag. At no point have I ever done anything inappropriate with any woman at this station in any form, shape, or manner.
Good for you.
Unless they joke with us first.
Okay.
Which, that has happened. So, but even so, it's very, it's just being funny. There's no grabbing or anything. There's no, hey, you want to go in the closet?
No.
There's a reason I'm getting a glass window on my office in there. We ain't having none of that.
None of that.
I mean, I like to joke about stuff, but...
How come everybody's getting an office except me? John, are you going to have an office over there?
No, just my desk right here outside.
I'm never going to get an office. I should have negotiated that.
Yeah, well, there's probably... Well, we're moving the Culture Map people in over there.
Right.
And then I'm moving over there, and Brandon and Josh.
And Zerline's got an office over there.
Does he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's part of his deal because he's going to do all his film watching stuff.
Well, he's going to be around a lot during the day, too. So hopefully we'll get him on the show at some point for a segment because I'd love to have him on. And I listened to a little bit today because they had Bun B on.
How was that?
That was pretty good. I tell you what, that's a sharp dude.
Who, Bun or Lance?
Bun. Well, okay. Lance, too. I mean, you know my opinion on Lance. But I've not listened to morning radio probably in 3 years. But I had to drop the wife off at work this morning. So actually, and I sat there in the garage and listen until they were done, to a little after 9 o'clock. So enjoyed it. Yeah, Jesse, shame bells for Matt Lauer.
Yeah, poor Matt Lauer. That guy had the world by the balls too.
Well, was it that or was
apparently,
it women?
Apparently he's got there's a lot of stories about him showing his penis off. Like, I don't know why everybody wants to show their penis
off.
Okay,
I'll just say this. And I'm gonna speak for women here. There's not a woman in the world that wants to see your penis. Come on.
If they do, I mean, they'll probably just ask you.
Yeah. Hmm. And
he gave a producer who worked under him a sex toy for a gift. That's not wise.
Not wise.
No. Nice. I knew our old boss Donna knew that Matt Lauer did this.
Beth does bring stuff in. Have you given any of that to any of your coworkers?
No. Like, if I gave that to a producer, like, if I gave that to Jong, that would be inappropriate.
Yeah, because you're kind of saying, hey, I want me some of that.
Right.
But, God. The world is screwed up, man. It really is. Let's squeeze in a quick call. Joe, what's up?
Hey, guys. First of all, thank you. We just want to thank you for the show that you do. I don't know how many listeners ever tell you that, but all my colleagues, all of us love that. But I have a dilemma. One of my guys here that I work with thinks the AJ and AJ Hoffman stands for Andrew Jackson. I said, no, it's probably got to be Alvin Germain. And we just want to know what's the odds that AJ means Andrew Jackson.
Yeah, I hang up. That is 0% Andrew Jackson. My initials stand for Aloysius Johann. I have a very, very German name. It's embarrassing to me because my family, they're immigrants. And I just go by AJ.
I always thought it was Awesome Jackal.
That would be, that's ideally. Cool,
that you would go by Awesome Jackal if that were really your
name.
Or
I would just go by Jackal or Awesome.
Because the Jackal is a cool name.
Yeah. But I can't just go by Johan or Aloysius or Aloe or Allie.
You could go by Al.
Al is, that's almost as bad of a name as Fred.
Call me Al, yeah. Why do you think I go by Falcon?
Yeah.
My name Fred, that's not good. Not much I can do about it. I didn't name me.
I know. We don't have our choices.
It was
life.
A famous name in my family. It's like my grandfather's name, my dad's name, so I got it too. Even though we all had different middle names, which was kind of odd. I don't know why they did that, but you know, everybody who made that decision except for my mom is dead now, so I can't really bitch.
Well,
you just deal with it.
It's too late now anyway. You can't change it.
I can change it.
What would you change it to, though?
I don't know. I Abdullah. I think Abdullah would be a cool name.
Here's another thing that Matt Lauer did. And this is why I'm concerned for me, because I always, you know, these are the kind of things I do with you guys. You guys could technically accuse me. He loved to engage in a crass game, F, Mary, Kill, in which he would identify the female co-host that he'd most like to sleep with. We've played F, Mary, Kill on this show many times.
Yeah, but not with people we know.
I mean,
not with people we work with.
No.
I don't think.
Well, I don't think so either.
And maybe we have. I don't know. Is that inappropriate?
That would be inappropriate.
I think our show is a little different. We're allowed to be a little bit inappropriate.
Yes.
It's kind of part of it. But I know we've played FMK. Definitely.
Now, here it says, the cause of his dismissal, according to sources, was a detailed complaint from another current NBC employee about inappropriate sexual conduct from Lauer that started on a trip to the Sochi Olympics in 2014 and continued for several months.
Dude, if I was in Sochi, I would be trying to rake all those geishas.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be messing around with coworkers. When you go on the road, it's a road game, right?
Is there any chance that Jimmy Fallon is the guy that Matt Lauer assaulted? Is that possible?
I know he drinks a lot.
Yeah.
And he probably sobered up and said, hey,
whoa, what happened?
I'm kind of sore here.
You think they were playing some kind of game?
I don't know.
You think
it started out as karaoke?
Yeah.
You think Jimmy Fallon winds up getting busted for this at some point?
No way. Well, I say no way. I shouldn't say no way to anybody.
Well, it's just like steroids.
Yeah. Is there anybody above reproach.
You know what? I know I'm good. I know you're good. I know Jong's good. That's about it.
I don't know if Jong's good.
I think he is. I pretty much. Jong is so much all business when he works with people.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to just be business. Remember, this could come from anybody.
Well, that's true.
This one happened to be in the office.
All right, well, at the office.
At the office, I feel like we're good.
Yeah.
Especially because I just went around and apologized to every woman at the office, just in case. And a couple dudes who were, like, kind of handsome, just in case.
You didn't talk to us?
I said a couple dudes who were kind of handsome.
Yeah.
Not you guys. I would never, ever try to sexually do anything with you.
You sure you didn't invite Joel to do that?
No, I
just
didn't.
Just saying.
No, I'm writing a report about Joel right now.
Talking about the...
you know, he could have, with that bathroom thing you did with the Patrick Creighton, he could have reported you for some kind of misconduct.
What did I do?
I guess, I don't know. You technically didn't do anything.
I didn't
anything,
do anything. No. I just left him in there to hang with his boy.
So I guess he could file something on Patrick Creighton.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with me.
Yeah, talking while you're pooping is pretty egregious.
That's criminal.
Well, yeah. No, I could not see any of us doing that kind of thing. Under any circumstances.
I'd like to get your ass kicked if you do that around me. I'll never be your friend if you talk to me while I'm pooping.
Getting back to your Instagram stuff and Twitter stuff and how frustrated you are. Somebody says, now you know why people go off the grid. I'm with you. If I could.
Me too.
Yeah, I would. But unfortunately, for what we do, we have to have it.
And Twitter, it's so valuable because there's so much news you can get from it.
Yeah, there is. And frankly, that's what I use it for. And occasionally somebody says something that I laugh at and I'll retweet it. But it's also one of those things where I like to be on there so I can kind of see what's going on in the world. And then I can actually go and look at a legitimate news source and see if that's true. So I use Twitter for sports and get highlights. But, yeah, once I'm a famous novelist living in the mountains in Colorado, I will not be on social media. I'll pay somebody to handle my social media stuff.
That'd be so great.
So a new book coming out in a month. That'll be it. Now, Peter says, being named after your grandfather is sort of an Arab tradition. I learned a lot about my side of the family from the guys over at the poker room. We had a great conversation about that.
Yeah?
Yeah. I've because I didn't know a ton of stuff there.
Juan wanted to stay on topic, so he said, what are the odds Iron Man and Captain America die in the next Avengers movie? What? Where'd that come from, Juan? Matt Lauer got fired, and you want to talk about the next Avengers movie?
Now dude. Playing left field, Marwin Gonzalez. Yeah.
Juan, this is a serious conversation we're having about Matt Lauer. But I don't know if Iron Man and Captain America would die in the same movie. That would be absurd.
I have a question for you about this Matt Lauer thing that is a serious question. Not completely serious, but semi-serious. But it'll wait till the next segment.
Okay. You lock the door, and then you can ask me about it during the break.
Right.
Shopping for electricity rates. Listen, it can be a painful experience. Tri-Eagle, they're trying to make it easy for you. They are a born and raised in Texas company. They provide simple fixed rates. That means you're going to pay the same rate no matter how much or how little electricity you use. There's no hidden fees. They've got an easy, fast sign-up process with no gimmicks, no surprises on your bill. Sign up for the basic Eagle 12. It locks you in for 12 months at 8.7 cents. When you use the promo code ESPN, you're going to receive a weekly usage update, so you already have an estimate for your energy charges before your bill hits the mail. Guys, what are you waiting for? This is an easy decision you could feel good about. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or visit TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TriEagleEnergy.com. PUCT number 10064 for TriEagle Energy.
Hey, guys, if you're spending $60 for the little blue pill, you are wasting money. That's about right for a good steak and some beer. Why are you spending that much for that when you can go to Summerwood Pharmacy right here in Houston, where you can get a better solution for your performance needs for a fraction of the cost of that little blue pill, sometimes less than $10. Same active ingredients, sildenafil, and you can get a prescription mailed to an address you choose for free. And, guys, if you already have a prescription, all you got to do is give them a call at 281-225-4300, get it switched over. If you're thinking about getting a prescription, here's what you do. Go to their website, myedrx.com. That's myedrx.com. Check out the video they have on there, and they'll let you know how simple it is. You go to your doctor, get your prescription, and guess what? You're doing all this for a fraction of the cost. Go to your doctor and ask about sildenafil. Get back in the game. Visit myedrx.com or call 281-225-4300 for Summerwood Pharmacy. That's 281-225-4300 or visit myedrx.com.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. What are the odds Wednesday? And, John, I should have let you plug this when AJ read the question, because you did reply to him. But you do have a comic cast coming, right?
Yep, we recorded one today. We talked about the new Avengers trailer that dropped, and we actually put ranks. We ranked the death predictions in tiers.
Okay, in tiers like you're crying, or in tiers
no,
like T-I-E-R-S.
Yeah,
okay, just checking. So you think Cap dies? Is what you responded?
Yeah, I think he's likely to die.
All right. Did you talk about that in your podcast today?
Yeah.
Why?
Because the Avengers trailer came out today.
Oh.
That was a pretty badass trailer, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So I want to ask a question. And well, first off, I want to respond to one thing. Lamont said, I'm hearing there's a bigger fish coming on this rape stuff, and everyone seems to be hovering around CNN. Who's a bigger fish than Matt Lauer?
Anderson Cooper.
Is he really bigger than Matt Lauer?
I think so, yeah.
Why don't we check the Twitter followers?
Okay. I bet Anderson Cooper kills Matt Lauer on Twitter.
Really? Well, I know he's one of those guys that tries to get a bunch of followers.
Matt Lauer has 629,000 followers.
Oh, that's all?
Nope. Ooh. And Anderson Cooper, almost 10 million.
Okay.
9.83 million yeah. followers.
And Anderson Cooper's a massive star.
Well, he's also a Twitter guy. He's all over Twitter. I didn't even know Matt Lauer had Twitter. I think that plays into it a little bit. Wow, I can't believe it. I wouldn't have thought of him as a bigger star, but I guess that's true.
It could be Al Roker.
Tracy tweeted us a photo of Al Roker and Matt Lauer.
I bet Al Roker's probably got more Twitter followers than Matt Lauer. Matt Lauer, just he's not like a personality guy.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. People love him, though.
I did see that picture. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, Al Roker has 1.97 million.
I want to ask a question, and listen, I'm not saying he didn't do anything, okay? I want to make that real clear. It's not about Matt Lauer in particular. But do you think, because there's so much response to this and guys are losing endorsements and everything else, that there's not going to be some fake ones coming along to just get back at people? I mean, if somebody fired you It's a real easy thing to say. Male or female at this point, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And see, that's what we're in, like this fake thing that we talked about yesterday where the person was trying to get a fake thing against Moore on written on Washington Post to discredit everybody else. I wonder if we're going to be really quick to judge when the reality is maybe we got to slow down a little bit.
Well, I'm not judging.
I'm not either. Like I said, I don't think he's... I have no doubt that something's going on here. Now, let me ask you another question.
If you read the story, it's like, oh, that's a lot of stuff going on.
But, okay, let me ask you this, though. If you had a button on your door to lock the door for women to come in, and they wanted to come in and have you lock the door, what's wrong with that? You know what I'm saying? If they come in your office saying, dude, I'm going to take care of your business here.
Fred, though, in real life, let's say a woman came into your office and she was planning on servicing you. She can lock the door herself. It's creepy to lock a door behind a woman.
But you know what? You don't have to get up. You just say, hey, is it okay if I lock the door? We're going to do this.
You think he's asking? It's a hidden button.
Probably not.
You're making him out to be less creepy than I think he is.
No, but I think if you're banging people in your office and it's, you know, everybody wants to do it.
I think it's not good to bang people at work.
Well, I agree. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying, is it really that bad? Like, okay.
I haven't had sex in this office building in years. I mean, it's been a long time.
Well, they did,
and it wasn't even with a coworker.
They catch you that one time in your truck outside the office. Does that count?
That's different.
Okay.
That's in the parking lot. That's technically
actually, that happened one time. I know it happened a lot more at the Chronicle than what I knew about, but one guy got caught upstairs one night with one of the coworkers, and dude walked in on him, and it's like, what the hell? Who does that at the office?
I don't know.
And that was on a floor nobody was on at the time.
Jay says, Matt Lauer made $60 million a year. Anderson makes around $10 million. Well, I mean, star power doesn't always equate to dollar amount.
Yeah, exactly.
But that is surprising that Anderson Cooper only makes $10 million if Matt Lauer is making $60 million.
Yeah, I
don't understand. I'll never understand the Today Show. Or shows like that are just literally like time fillers. It's like...
Yeah, although I used to get up early when Katie Couric was on. I used to have a thing for her.
Really?
Back when she was... Yeah.
Would you have locked the door behind her if you...
No, I mean, if we were having consensual relations...
You would have been okay with that.
Yeah.
You would not have reported her...
No.
...for locking the door behind her.
Right.
Like, if you came in her office and she locked the door, you'd be okay with that.
I'd be like, you know what?
You'd pull your pants off.
Yeah. Well, if she asked...
Or
even ordered me to, I'd probably be okay with it.
And treated you like a bad intern.
Yeah. Actually, now we're getting into something on Pornhub, so.
That's what I just sent. I just sent Juggalo Trey to do intern work.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm hoping he gets it right. I'm really, really hoping he gets it right.
Interesting.
And I already know, like, I sent him with my credit card.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Good luck.
And the store that I sent him to, they always ask you to sign the bottom of the receipt, and I have a feeling that's going to be like a panic moment for him, and he's not going to know what to do. I mean, I hope he just writes AJ and just leaves it, but
yeah,
who knows?
Where'd you send him?
To the Exxon down the street.
Mm. Have him sign Awesome Jackal.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like for an energy drink or something? Okay.
You didn't get one?
No, I didn't get one before I came in today.
Well, dude, for future reference, I stopped before the show. There's one place I stopped, which, by the way, never get in line behind lottery person when you're getting your energy drinks.
Does anybody still pick their own lottery numbers, or do they just quick pick?
I felt bad because there was this old woman in line, and I saw her with lottery tickets, and there were two lines, and the guy ahead of me got behind her, and I knew he was going to be there for 20 minutes, so I got in the other line, even though there were three people. He was still standing there when I got my. But I'll always pick one up for you because I get one for me. And they have the same brand there.
Do have that brand?
Yeah, because that's my backup. When they run out of the root beer of Bang, I get your brand.
Okay.
So, which I got the last root beer today and just killed it off before the show.
Yeah, I keep a lot of it at my house, but then some days I forget to take some with me to the gym, and then I don't go home between the gym and here.
Yeah.
So.
But, no, I pretty much grab one before the show every show.
Okay.
So.
Well, I'll let you know next time.
Yeah.
Or I'll just keep sending Juggalo Trey.
Well, because I this could be really interesting. Which one did you send him to?
The one.
Just write down. Not Sage. Rice. Is it Rice?
It's the one right across the street from Treasures.
Oh, he'll have all kinds of hell getting there. Because getting back on Westheimer is a pain in the ass.
Oh, yeah. It's tough.
Yeah. We won't see him till 7 o'clock.
Ugh.
So.
I'm parched, too. I had him get me a bottle of water because...
There's another place right down the road here that also has your energy drink because that's my backup plan.
It's closer than the
it's where the Greek restaurant is.
Okay,
they have that too.
All right,
so I've learned because there's like about five places that have my energy drink. And
the more you know,
yeah, most of them have yours too, and that's why when they run out of mine, I get the one you get because that's pretty good too.
All right,
713-780.
And now you know the rest of the story.
Yeah. So that's what it is. It's basically sending Trey to get an energy drink.
Yes. God. What a story.
Yeah, that was wonderful.
Yeah.
I know people are all fired up about that
now.
I'm wondering what you guys are trying to do to me. First, we're talking about game fixing before one of my reads. And then the other one, we're talking about sexual assault before another one of my reads, both of which, one of them had to do with sex and one of them had to do with gambling.
Right.
Thank you for that.
Which, by the way, that tells you what this show is all about at the end of the day.
Pretty much.
Right.
Fortunately, we're not at the end of the day yet.
No, but I mean, that's a saying, Fred, at the end of the day. That's
well, my other two are, I've got one coming up now, but I have another one about mattresses. So if you want to make fun of that.
That could go into sex also.
And then if you want to make fun of poker, well, you're doing that one too. So.
What if I wanted to talk about thick, juicy meat?
Then you'd be talking about Omaha Steaks. And guys, this is the perfect.
Lock the door, John.
This is the perfect time. To get the gift for somebody who has everything. And there's so many uses for this Omaha Steaks offer that I'm about to tell you about, which is fantastic. If you want to get it as a gift, you can have it delivered right there to their door. And it's amazing. You don't have to go to the store to get any of this stuff. If you want to get it and have a party, this has got you covered. I mean, this is awesome. It's a perfect gift. You can avoid the malls, lines, crowds. Nobody wants to go to the mall. Who does that anymore, right? You want it delivered to your door. So let me tell you about Omaha Steaks and how about this? $49.99. You can get my family gift pack when you go to omahasteaks.com. Enter the code FRED in the search bar. That's 75% off. So right now, Omaha Steaks, exclusive savings just to the Blitzers. Here's everything you're going to get for less than $50. Two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts. That's $49.99 right there. Four kielbasa sausages, four burgers, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets. One Omaha Steak seasoning packet, plus four additional kielbasa sausages for free. That's right, for free. You get all that for just $49.99. So go to omahasteaks.com, enter my code FRED in the search bar, and get a 75% savings. It's the gift that's guaranteed to be a hit. omahasteaks.com.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Trenton. Not Trenton, New Jersey, Trenton the truck driver, the former truck driver, Trenton. I say former because back in the summer, Trenton started classes at My Computer Career. 4 months later, Trenton has already started his IT career. How crazy is that? How long will it take you? It's not rocket science, guys. I've been trying to tell you. It's My Computer Career. You don't need a math or a computer background to make it happen. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation today, and My Computer Career can get you trained for the high-demand field of IT. Start your new life in as little as 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week, and you'll get everything you need to start your new career. More than just a school, though, My Computer Career helps you get into the industry by working with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu. I torture you. Take my hand through the flames. I torture you.
I'm a slave to your games. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hey, guys, it's time to get on the map. SportsMap.com is your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the Internet. The site covers all your favorite teams, trends, and events. Check out content from some of your favorite radio hosts, John Granato, Lance Erline, Charlie Polillo, Barry Warner, AJ Hoffman, me, and
you
more.
Know.
If you aren't on SportsMap every day, you're missing out. Check it out right now, SportsMap.com. Some of the cool things on there today, Robin Carland has a video of why Case Keenum is saving the season for the Vikings. And we got three keys to the Rockets' hot start after 20 games from Paul Muth, which is a written story, but you want to go look at Robin. She's on there.
Did you say keys?
keys. Really? Really? You've been saving that, have you?
No, no.
Oh, man. So, Aaron Wilson from the Chronicle just tweeted out, Bill O'Brien on Tom Savage. You can't turn the ball over. He's made some really good plays, but then there's the turnovers. Not all of them are his fault. If he can clean that up, he could really take off. He's got to clean that up.
Yeah. Yeah, and if I...
And if I weren't ugly, I'd be attractive.
Yeah, this is...
yeah.
It's great.
Oh, well. Interesting.
I'll never understand.
Do you see Herm Edwards is interviewing at Arizona State? I thought someone was getting that job.
Thought so, too.
Why is it that these teams think that getting some guy who's been in TV for 10 years is going to help them?
I don't get it. I mean, maybe they think it'll help recruiting somehow, but I don't know.
But was Herm Edwards a great coach when he was coaching?
No.
And does he have any college experience?
No.
Okay. I'm just asking. I just want to know. I'm not, you know. I kind of feel like Kevin Sumlin would be a good get for them.
Yeah.
Barry Laminack. I can't believe that Fred mentioned the other Barry and not me as a writer for Sports Map. I've never been so disrespected. When you write your first story, Barry, your name goes on the list.
Barry who?
Laminack.
Oh, he's crying?
Yeah. Just waiting for his first story. Barry Laminack's supposed to be writing for us. When he does, I'll add him. So, I can't blame anybody for that live read and say, oh, that guy got left out. You know what? I have to say this. And not Barry Laminack in particular, but we have some sensitive little you-know-whats around here. If they get left out of a story, then they cry about it. Like when I wrote the story when we brought Lance on, right? And I was just going to have the 97.5 people on there because it's part of the 97.5 lineup.
Right.
And then just happened to throw in Polillo because that hire had happened this year and that was part of the whole thing. It's like also Ken Hoffman because we made all these, you know, big high-profile hires. Can't tell you how many people were like, why am I not on there? Why am I not on there? Why am I?
Wah.
So I wound up having to add everybody. So are we really that sensitive?
Wah. I am.
I don't care. I would have, you know, if it hadn't been writing about the Blitz, I wouldn't have put me on there. I don't care. But, oh, well, that's egos, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get me one of those.
An ego?
Yeah.
You need it.
I really do. I need to become a diva. I need to have an ego.
Everyone around here thinks I'm a diva. Doesn't change anything.
No,
trust me, I don't get treated any differently.
Comparatively speaking, and probably because
people call me a diva for thinking the Wi-Fi should work, so I don't know what that means.
Or that, you know, maybe it shouldn't be 100 degrees in here one minute and 30 the next. Yeah,
yeah. Like I just want, like, so, you know, air conditioning and Wi-Fi and working microphones.
No, and no
people taking your headphones.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, like, asbestos on the walls. Yeah, yeah, just little stuff. Yeah,
I like it when our you know, when we're actually on the air. I mean, that's a big thing for me.
And people can hear it.
But everybody's like, oh, AJ's such a diva. He's always whining about stuff. I get, okay. I guess that I'll take that. No, L.
As much as I'm going to say we have some divas around here, I'll go on record, it's nothing compared to newspaper reporters. They were the worst. Not Jerome. Not John McClain. That's the end of my list.
Oh, really?
Almost everybody else is just...
What about Ken Hoffman?
Well, Ken, I didn't work with Ken over there.
Okay.
I've worked with Ken over here a little bit. He's been great.
Not a diva?
Not really, no.
Okay.
Good dude, actually.
Okay.
I like him. But see, now you're getting me in this thing where I have to start including more names. He didn't work in sports. I'm talking about people.
No one else currently at the Chronicle worked there when you were there besides those two guys, right?
No, there's still a bunch of people left.
Okay.
Name
some names.
Well, no, most of the ones that were.
Throw someone under the bus. I want to know.
No, the ones that were there are gone that were really difficult to work with. So, no, there's a couple. Like David Barron wasn't that hard to work with. He's still there.
Okay.
It was interesting because my old boss had a retirement party, went to his party, and I got to see some of these guys. And
I find him very difficult to work with.
Who?
David Barron.
Well, when have you ever talked to him?
A couple times.
Really?
Yeah. The one time that he told me I shouldn't, he asked me why I would come here. Which
from Austin?
Yeah. Yeah. And
he did call us local programming.
And then he called us local programming. Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yep.
Jermaine says, I forgot to include him when I talked about handsome, bald-headed black guys. His pee-pee still hurts. Hey, Jermaine's been writing some really good stuff. Hey, he made it back.
All right.
Did you get the right flavor? He did.
Oh, Juggalo Trey came through. Way to go.
I signed as Awesome Jackal.
You signed it as that? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, good. Good for you.
All right. Where's my credit card, Juggalo Trey? Oh, yeah.
No, he was about to go to the strip club with that.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know how you would use it at the strip club.
None of us know anything about that, Trey.
Did you let him buy that Dr. Pepper?
Yeah, I told him to get himself a drink.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know he would get another Dr. Pepper. He's already had one Dr. Pepper today.
Yeah, but that's...
Juggalo Trey.
He's, what, 22? He's going to drink 75 Dr. Peppers
a
day.
Yeah, you should slow down on the soda, man. I mean, it's not going to help you. He should have. I mean, it's, you know...
Or get
you already had a soda today.
All right, here's a hint. Get something with zero calories, like the thing you brought AJ. Yeah, that's pretty helpful, too.
Just for future reference.
Yeah.
We're going to get you laid yet. See, Juggalo Trey said he never masturbates.
Yeah, I don't believe that. Yeah. Any guy that tells you that is just flat-out lying.
It's weird.
Either that or he...
Well, first he said, I never masturbate, but then I said, when's the last time? And he said, like, maybe a week or two ago.
Yeah.
And then I asked, because he was talking about he never watches porno. And then I asked what he used when he did it a couple weeks ago, and he said just his imagination. You believe that?
Yeah. There's a lot of times, most of the time, that's all I ever do.
I guess if you went 2 weeks, you don't need anything.
Yeah. No, I mean, I like to think I have a pretty good imagination. You know, I can create, you know, hot alien blue chicks out of the air.
Yeah.
You know, I don't need to see anything.
Okay.
You know, I'm a creative person, AJ. I do a lot of writing.
Okay.
So I see characters in my head. So it's very simple. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. What are the odds Tiger Woods finishes in the top 17 of the tournament this weekend? You know what? I'm hearing that he's actually hitting the ball well, but like all the guys in that tournament are really good.
Top 17? Isn't that kind of a random number?
Yeah, how many are in that tournament? It's one of those specialty tournaments, so I have to know how many are in there. I'm not paying that close attention to it. I just know he's coming back. I'm not going to care until he starts dominating again.
Guess who's fighting this weekend? For the last time.
You know what?
It's your last chance.
I like this guy. He's been one of my favorite guys to watch fight.
He's one of the most fun guys to watch.
He's a tough SOB on top of that.
Yeah, Miguel Cotto. It's his swan song. You're talking about a six-time world champion in four weight divisions. He's a future Hall of Famer. And on Saturday, it is the last stand for a legend. Boxing superstar Miguel Cotto steps into the ring for the final time live on HBO World Championship Boxing. Cotto will defend his junior welterweight title live from Madison Square Garden, where he dominates against Brooklyn native and top contender Saddam Ali. And plus, there's an undercard fight there, Ray Vargas versus Oscar Negrete. That's going to be a great fight for the Super Bantamweight Championship. It's going to be a fun fight. And if you haven't, you know, if you've enjoyed watching Cotto fight over these years, or you haven't seen him even, you need to get in here and see this last one. It's on HBO, so you're not having to buy a pay-per-view. He is the first native of Puerto Rico to become a world champion in four different weight classes. And he's actually, you know, he's still doing pretty well. He's 4-1 in his last five fights. His only loss was to Canelo. So he's still got it going on. Ali is a former Olympian, and he is going to bring it. He's going to try his best to knock off the legend in his last fight. That's Cotto versus Ali live this Saturday, December 2nd, 9 o'clock Central Time. And you can see it only on HBO.